Hare Krishna. When we chant the holy names, it is experience of everyone that the mind throws so many tantrums, runs wild, bothering about so many different things. So oftentimes, one who is eager to improve the quality of chanting may get very disturbed or may get very disheartened by seeing the behavior of the mind, which appears to be almost uncontrollable. But if one becomes disturbed or disheartened by this, then our attitude to chanting gets spoiled. And at the end of chanting, one feels great dissatisfaction. Therefore, one should see in this material world, although you would like all the non-devotees to become Krishna's devotees, become nice devotees and follow all the regulative principles and lead a pure life and go back to Godhead. We may have the desire, but we see that most part of the world, people don't do that. Nor are they eager or serious about spiritual life. So what do we do? No matter how much we preach, there are going to be people who go headlong in the opposite direction. So we should do our service of preaching and giving our best and push off. Whoever is fortunate, Bhagyavan Jeev, they will take up. That's what Prahalad Maharaj did with his father, Hiranyakashipu. When he was given an opportunity by the father to answer what is the best knowledge or what is the best association, all these things Prahalad answered, but he remained detached, because ultimately Hiranyakashipu is an individual and he will decide what he wants to do in life for himself. Similarly, within our own system, there are sub-persons below the mind, below the soul, namely the intelligence, the mind, the senses, and other agents which are impure due to wandering in the material world for many lifetimes. And they raise alternate voices and try to protest against our chanting of the holy name. Just as Prahlad Maharaj treated Hiranyakashipu separately, we have to treat these coverings over the soul separately, and we have to tolerate them. Unless one learns the art of tolerating them and going on with one's own spiritual life, then one cannot progress. You see, Prahlad, his father may throw so many tantrums, he may yell at him, scream at him, shout at him, threaten him, beat him, or even make assassination attempts to kill him. But nothing was of any avail. He could not deter Prahlada's determination even a little bit. So this is a great lesson for us to learn. Our mind may also run wild, may scream, may demand so many material pleasures, but one should not get disturbed or disheartened by it. One should continue chanting. Sometimes the mind tricks us to think, oh, the early days of my Krishna consciousness were so rosy, so sweet, so relishable. Now over the years, am I making progress or am I degrading? But if you very carefully think, you can see, now we are chanting 16 rounds and we cannot give up 16 rounds chanting even for one day. Which shows that the commitment is very deep compared to the early day superficial experience. In those days we may chant or not chant, and we were ignorant of all knowledge what we know now. So that is a very superficial experience what we had in the early days. But what we have now is a very deep commitment to Guru, Vaishnavas and Krishna. And one should be happy about that. And with a cool head, with a cool mind, one should go on chanting. No matter what kind of material emotions the mind may be undergoing. So therefore the chanting of the holy name requires some amount of aloofness from both the world around, the environment around, and even aloofness from our own impure mind, which may raise so many adverse voices, creating headache for us. Therefore, those who chant very nicely with the best of their energy they can put in, so they get help to purify the mind. Prabhupada says there will be always two forces pulling. One is Krishna force, one is Maya's force inside our mind. And as we pay our attention to Krishna force more and more, ignoring, neglecting Maya's disturbance, then gradually the Krishna component becomes stronger and stronger, and we become very peacefully situated like Prahlad. And then we will be able to cleanse the mind with that type of spiritual shakti. Otherwise, if you are going to take every small disturbance of the mind seriously, then we will be made to run from pillar to post, and we won't be able to invest in Krishna. So the chanting of the holy name requires investing our time, our energy, our heart in calling the holy name. At least some part of the chanting has to be very attentive and prayerful in order for the holy name to take effect in our system. Harinam Prabhu ki.